So before we can be saved, we need to know exactly who Jesus Christ is, the Jesus Christ found only in the Holy Bible. Believing that Jesus Christ was a prophet, a great man of God, of course, who did many wonderful miracles, such as healing the blind, the maimed, the sick, raising people from the dead. Of course, famously, he walked on water. But what we must believe and understand is that Jesus Christ is in fact God in the flesh. In John chapter 1, the Bible reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And continuing in verse 14, the Bible reads, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Here the Bible is calling Jesus Christ with a capital W, the Word. And what we're learning here is that the Word is God. Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible reads, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." So what we learn is God is three distinct persons in one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. This is the triune God of the Holy Bible. And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible reads, "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." So God the Father here addressing his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as God. So the Bible is very clearly teaching that Jesus Christ wasn't just a man. He was, in fact, the God-man. He was God in the flesh. And in John chapter 14, verse 6, a very famous passage of the Bible, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So it is only possible to get to God through God's Son, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not possible any other way. And to make one final emphasis of this fact, God says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Of course, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.